1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Cree Toners checking in with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Good morning, Cree.
Morning, Jamie.
Cree, well, we've got Thanksgiving Day weekend fast approaching, and we also have a PA Day or PD Day this Friday.
We do, yeah. Our first PD Day of the year, so that's coming up this Friday, October 10th. We have a couple of really awesome guest visitors that are lined up to visit. Looks like it's going to be a great day weather-wise, so we'll spend lots of time outside too. We do still have some spots available, so camp runs from 9 to 4. You can find out more information and register at kwsphumane.ca.
Okay, so still some spots left for that. And what's Thanksgiving Day weekend like for you, Cree?
I have a couple of friends things going on, and then we do dinner on Sunday with my family, which is nice. All of our extended family's over in Scotland, so it's kind of quiet, but I sort of like it that way. How about you?
Pretty much the same. My kids are far and wide, so lots of family, though, still in town with my mother and mother-in-law, that sort of thing, and my brother. So we'll be getting together, but it's generally a small occasion, intimate occasion, I guess I should say. There you go. So yeah, Thanksgiving Day weekend upon us. But we got more programming with the Stratford Perth Humane Society with Vets in Training.
We do. We have our Junior Vets in Training that starts in a couple of weeks, so on Thursday, October 30th, night before Halloween. So that is a five-week-long program that runs from 6 to 8 o'clock. Each session is taught by a vet or a vet tech who work with us. They go into depth on different aspects of what it's like to be a vet or a vet tech. They talk about parasites and physical exams and surgery. And then for each lesson, the kids get to do an activity as well. And, of course, they get to spend some time with the animals from the shelter. So it's a really great program. We're really excited to be offering it again this fall. We do, again, have some spots left for that one. If you'd like to register, you can do so. Again, kwsphumane.com.
And always popular, Cree, is yoga with the animals.
Absolutely. We just did our first October yoga session last night. We had a bunch of very sweet kittens and one very lovely cat that joined us. And our next session is on Sunday, October 26th. So that one is from 11 to 12. And we do have our yoga dates for November and December up on the website. Jackie, who's our lovely instructor, she does such a great job, and there's always wonderful animals that you can spend time with too. So we would absolutely love to see you there in October.
Okay, sounds good. And speaking of the animals, the 2026 pet calendars, we've talked about that, and they're available now, is that right?
Yes, that's right. They are available now. I've been, when everyone was entering their pictures, we were so looking at all of them, so excited. They are available to purchase. They are $20. You can order through our website, or you can pop by the center to pick one up in person. All of the sales from the calendar go toward, you know, helping the animals in our shelter. We've had a busy summer, busy fall, so it's a great way to support us and a great way to gift yourself or someone in your family one of these really sweet calendars. The pictures are so awesome.
Oh, that's terrific. So you can drop by and pick that up. And again, another way you can support, we have so many organizations helping out with Stratford Perth Humane Society, including Rotaract Club of Stratford. They have their trivia night for this Wednesday evening at Jobsite Brewing, and the proceeds from this one going to Stratford Perth Humane Society. So how about that, Cree?
Yeah, that's right. I will be there, actually, on behalf of the Humane Society tomorrow night. So I'm really excited. I've heard lots of great things about job site trivia, so I'm excited to see that and have some pizza and, you know, meet everyone that's come out to support us.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll likely see you there, Cree. There you go. And, Cree, just before we let you go, I'd be remiss in asking you, as Stratford's number one Taylor Swift fan, your thoughts on The Life of a Showgirl.
You know, I was waiting for you to bring it up to me. I love it. I know it's been slightly divisive amongst, you know, the fandom. Not everyone loves it, but I really do. I think it's so fun, so smart, and I think she's really happy, which obviously makes me happy.
Well, there you go. So that album is everywhere. Now, do you own physical copies or just enjoy streaming it?
I have been streaming it, and then I ordered a vinyl from the website when they got released. So that will be to my house shortly. I have all of her stuff on vinyl.
I would think so. Yeah, there you go. So you have it. Lots happening with the Stratford Perth Humane Society, and you can drop by their offices or the shelter at 125 Griffith Road. You can always give them a call with details about the PD Day camp for this Friday at 519-273-6600. And, of course, it's kwsphumane.ca for all of the details. Cree Toner, and I guess we'll see you tomorrow night at Trivia Night, Cree.
Sounds good, Jamie.